With the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq, the United States is moving quickly to bring together a group of Iraqis and Iraqi exiles to plan an interim government. A senior U.S. official offered details to a Senate panel Thursday. U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says the United States hopes to arrange a number of American-style town hall meetings around Iraq to allow the Iraqi people to have a say in forming an interim administration.
We would envision a kind of series of town hall kinds of assemblies in different parts of the country where the issues can get elevated by Iraqis, not by foreigners, where I think the whole world, and most importantly Iraqis, can get some idea of who are the people that can articulate positions well, who seem to speak for more than just themselves, and that out of that process we would hopefully be able to reach some kind of a consensus on how to set up this interim authority.
Mr. Wolfowitz told the Senate Armed Services Committee the first such meeting would take place next week at a date and city yet to be announced. Iraqis from inside and outside the country would be invited to attend. He said General Tommy Franks, commander of the U.S. Central Command, would host the series of meetings. Coalition members that have troops on the ground, Britain, Poland, and Australia, would also take part. The United Nations would be invited as an observer. Mr. Wolfowitz said all Iraqis are welcome to participate, except for those tied to the regime of Saddam Hussein.
Our only criterion is that to come to this, you need to have a commitment to a free and democratic Iraq and not be a Ba'athist killer.
A U.S.-led civil administration headed by retired General Jay Garner is to be established initially before the interim Iraqi authority is in place. That authority would eventually hand over power to a democratically elected government. On the issue of reconstructing Iraq, Mr. Wolfowitz said the United States believes the United Nations can play an important role, especially in humanitarian efforts. But he said the United States and its coalition partners must take the lead, particularly to ensure security before a new Iraqi government is in place. As the leaders of France, Germany, and Russia prepare to hold a summit in St. Petersburg to discuss post-war Iraq reconstruction, Mr. Wolfowitz said the United States would welcome their assistance. He offered one suggestion to France and Germany.
I hope, for example, they'll think about the very large debts that come from money that was lent to the dictator to buy weapons and to build palaces and to build instruments of repression. I think they ought to consider whether it might not be appropriate to forgive some or all of that debt so the new Iraqi government isn't burdened with it.
Mr. Wolfowitz said he believes there will be a larger coalition involved in the rebuilding effort than there was in the combat effort. He suggested many more nations would be willing to take part in the reconstruction after seeing the striking television pictures of Iraqis celebrating the end of Saddam Hussein's regime. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.